The recession, of course, has hurt a lot of farms. A big bank closure in Colorado shut down a key source of agricultural loans for farmers in that area. But as Matt Sepik of member station KWMU reports from St. Louis, big agribusiness is overall holding up well in the economy. That's thanks to hard lessons that farmers learned in the past.
The Citizen State Bank in Shipman, Illinois, sits in the shadow of enormous corrugated steel grain bins that in the last few years have been packed with millions of bushels of corn, wheat, and soybeans. Bank CEO Randy Stokes says good harvests and strong demand have made the recession pretty much irrelevant here.
We're making loans today just like we did last year, the year before that. There's no change here. We're out looking for business. As the stock market has gotten ugly, people have a tendency to take their money out of the stock market and move it into the bank, so we have money to lend.
Stokes says unlike in the 80s, interest rates are low and money is relatively cheap. While commodity prices have leveled off from last year's highs and wet weather has delayed some planting, University of Illinois economist Gary Schnittke agrees that farmers are in good shape, even in a softer year.
Farmers have adequate capital and, if anything, may have actually reduced borrowings this year because of the positive incomes in the past couple years.
It wasn't that long ago that rural America enjoyed a similar boom. Crop prices also spiked in the 70s, and believing good times would remain, many farmers borrowed heavily to expand. Roger Allison of Central Missouri was among them. He says things soured quickly.
Through the latter part of the 70s, we had bad weather. It was dry. And then in 1980, we had a complete loss of our crops because of a severe drought.
After that, commodity prices plummeted. Then land values crashed and interest rates peaked. By the mid-80s, thousands of farmers were caught owing lenders far more than they could ever earn. Roger Allison faced foreclosure on his government loan but fought it off in court. He's still in business today and leads a family farm advocacy group. Allison says the 80s crisis proved that agriculture is not immune to economic winds.
It certainly makes me awfully nervous. When Wall Street has a bellyache, we have a nightmare out here in rural Missouri.
Cedar Rapids bankruptcy attorney Joe Pfeiffer saw that nightmare unfold as a young law clerk in Iowa. He says among the most heart-wrenching cases was a dairy farm family that lost everything.
I saw these people become shells of themselves because of depression. To take the cows from a dairy farmer is like taking the blood out of any of us.
Pfeiffer says the crisis made many farmers careful about borrowing. Today, there are fewer variable rate loans and tougher lending standards. But he says that won't prevent another crisis, and agriculture is beginning to show the strain.
What I'm seeing in my office right now is a flood of livestock and dairy farmers coming in as fast as I saw them come in the 80s.
That's because milk prices remain far lower than production costs, and it's dairy producers who are often the first to suffer. On top of that, a recent survey from the Federal Reserve shows the sharpest quarterly drop in Midwestern farmland prices since 1985. Given the state of the larger economy, many agriculture analysts say it would be wise for farmers to focus on not just the recent boom, but also the hard times of the 1980s. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.